Obadiah, verse 15, from the New Living Translation of the Bible. The day is near when I, the Lord, will judge all the godless nations. As you have done to Israel, so it will be done to you. All your evil deeds will fall back on your own heads. Just as you swallowed up my people on my holy mountain, so you and the surrounding nations will swallow the punishment I pour out on you. Yes, all you nations will drink and stagger and despair from disappear from history. But Jerusalem will become a refuge for those who escape and will be a holy place. The word of the Lord is blessed. Verse 17a, for emphasis. But Jerusalem will become a refuge for those who escape. It will be a holy place. For a few moments on today, I want to talk to you from the subject, a shelter of hope.
Amen. Amen. Come on now.
Understand not, we should not only be hope, but we should be a shelter of hope. One morning, as I was walking through the neighborhood, as I do every day, if I'm able to do so, I came across an elderly woman. She was within the perimeters of her gate, and she had let her dogs out, and she was taking out the trash. She said to me, "I see you every morning. And there once was a time when I could do the same thing. However, now that I am older, I cannot walk long distances like I used to. See, when I was younger, I enjoyed getting out and getting my exercise. But I can no longer do that because I have trouble with my knees."
All right.
"Pastor, I need both knees replaced. And the problem is, if I get the surgery, I don't have anyone to help me while I heal. See, Pastor Mosley, I'm all alone. And I can't get to my place of healing because I have no help."
All right.
I pondered this difficult situation as I walked away and told her to have a blessed day. And what I thought, I said, this is one of the greatest tragedies in the church. There are many people, Deacon Smith, who need help. There are folks who need our guidance and our mentoring. There are folks that are broken and need to be healed. And they need someone to come alongside them to aid them in their Christian growth, their deliverance, and their healing. But even in a church full of people, they find themselves all alone and unable to heal. My brothers and my sisters, the Church of Jesus Christ needs to become a place where people don't feel alone.
All right.
The Church of Jesus Christ needs to become a place where folks don't feel excluded. The Church of Jesus Christ needs to become a place where people don't feel belittled, talked about, and persecuted. The church of Jesus Christ needs to become a place where people can find hope and find help. The church of Jesus Christ needs to become a place where people don't feel broken and destitute. The church of Jesus Christ needs to become a shelter of hope. When folk have gone astray, we need to be a shelter of hope. When people are sick and they feel like they cannot get well, we need to be a shelter of hope. When folk need spiritual healing and spiritual guidance, we need to be a shelter of hope. When people are brokenhearted and feel oppressed by society, the church must be a shelter of hope. The songwriter says, we once were lost in sin, but Jesus, he took us in. And then a little light from heaven filled our souls. He bathed our heart in love, and he wrote our names above. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. As members of Hope Missionary Baptist Church, we understand that our purpose is to make disciples of the lost. Our vision is to be faithful, to be focused, to be fearless, and be fruitful. Representatives of Jesus the living Christ, as we strive to be loving channels to and for the glory of God. With this understood, we as Hope Missionary Baptist Church must grasp the fact that no matter what we endure, no matter how we feel, no matter how folks treat us, we are to be a shelter of hope. We are to be a shelter of hope. And Deacon Simpson, what that means is that we are a safe place. See, the house of God is to be a refuge for all believers and unbelievers. It's to be a place where those seeking God can be encouraged and equipped without judgment or prejudice. Technically, there should never be a time when people come into the household of prayer and don't feel secure about the disciples that greet them at the door. My brothers and my sisters, we are to be a shelter of hope. As we examine the word on a daily basis, we understand that ultimately, no matter what we endure, we ought to put God first. Furthermore, through my experience in this walk of faith, if we begin with God and we put God first, then everything else will begin to fall in line. And as we put God first, we understand that it is good and it is pleasant for us to dwell together in unity. So the body of Christ must be unified, which simply lets us know that we are to work, walk, and live together in love. My brothers and my sisters, we walk together in love as we seek God. So we understand how to live together in unity and work in fellowship with one another and love one another unconditionally. The theme of this text is reestablished Israel, will experience God's deliverance. And see, because they were delivered by God, they can now be a blessing to others in their time of anguish. Therefore, listen to me closely. The body of Christ, that's us, since we've been delivered, we should always do our best to be a safe place, because we've been blessed by God to be a blessing to one another. In our text, we are yet again examining the words of Obadiah, the prophet of the true and living God. And due to the fact that Obadiah is a prophet, it lets us know that Obadiah spoke to the people what God told him. See, that's the true definition of a prophet. He was prophesying, Ray, not prophelying. Because what he said came directly from the true and living God. Through Obadiah, we understand that God sent a strong message of dissatisfaction and disapproval to the house of Esau because of their unbrotherly-like behavior and controversial actions towards Judah. And what God gives a word of expectation and direction to Judah. In this passage, God is talking to Judah. The prophet lets Judah know that Jerusalem on Mount Zion, they are to be a safe place or a shelter to the people that have escaped. Are you with me? What the prophet is telling Judah is that when the displaced people find you, they should find a place of relief from whatever is oppressing them and causing them discomfort or suffering. And remember, it is the power of Almighty God working through you, Hope Missionary Baptist Church, that breaks the yokes, that lightens the burdens, and it sets the captives free. These displaced people, these refugees, are to find comfort on 100 Living Streets. We are to be here to comfort them in their time of weariness. We are to be there in their time of distress. And this place is to be a place of deliverance. Deliverance from their despair. Deliverance from their trouble. Deliverance from their depression. And in this house, my brothers and my sisters, what people should find are those laboring for the Lord in excellence. Understand that the key verbs in this phrase are will become and will be. See, Minister Trinity Reddick, they will become a refuge and they will be home. Y'all with me? Hope Missionary Baptist Church will become a refuge and it will be holy. And what that simply means that we are going to be a safe place for those who need deliverance, and we will be growing in our holiness day in and day out. For the Bible says, be holy because I am holy. And we understand, Sister Sue, that we cannot be like God. But every day, We should be striving to be better and better and better and better. So we will be a refuge. And we will be holy. Come here, Paul. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Tell your neighbor, say, it's becoming new. And even though Judah has endured suffering at the hand of her brother Edom, with God, Judah still has hope because he has never forsaken them. And God has always been a safe place. Even in the midst of tribulation. And we have to understand that because he's been our safe place. Deacon is glad. We must be a safe place for others. This passage, it shows us that there will be persecution. There will be evil deeds done to us as the people of God. However, God's people have the confidence in knowing that no matter what we go through, he is our refuge. He is our strength, and he is there to help in our time of trouble. This lets me know that if we abide in God, which means he is our Savior and our Lord, we are protected. I should have got more than one hallelujah. We are protected. And we need to be willing to do what needs to be done. So that we make it through and they make it through. Are y'all with me? So what's the characteristics? Of a shelter of hope. Number one, God must be the focus holistically. Number two, unconditional love for God and one another is a priority, not an option. Number three, our guiding principle is the word of God. Four, and lastly, number four, holiness must be our prime objective. Holiness, my brothers and sisters, understand, identifies and confirms the fact that we are a part of the community of God. So we must make God our focus holistically. We must have unconditional love. We must be rooted and grounded in the word and what we must be striving to be holy. My brothers and my sisters, if we are going to be a safe place for those who deal with the misfortunes of life, we must be committed and we must be connected to Jesus Christ. If our desire is to be a place where there is true deliverance and growth, there must be a commitment to be connected to Christ. If we desire to be like that healing balm in Gilead, there must be a commitment to be connected to Christ. If our desire is to be a spirit-filled refuge for our brothers and our sisters in their time of trouble. There must be a commitment to be connected to Christ. The songwriter said, God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, God who has brought us far along the way, Lord, it's simply by thy might that you led us into the light. Keep us forever in the path, we pray. This lets us know simply that we must stay on the right road. Misfortunes may arise, but we must stay on the right road. Tragedies may invade our process. We must stay on the right road. Sickness sometimes may be unavoidable. It may be untreatable, but we must stay on the right road. Disconnections may be hard to overcome. We must stay on the right road. Your mind may sometimes play tricks on you, but we must stay on the right road. Confrontations may seek to ruin your peace. We must stay on the right road. See, the songwriter, he encourages us to simply walk in the light. Beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. They shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, the covenant keeper. Jesus, the qualified redeemer. Jesus, the comfort in the midnight. Jesus, our defender. Jesus, our healer. Jesus, our protection. Jesus, reveals. Jesus, connects. Jesus, illuminates. Jesus, who sets us free. I understand when everything else fails. I go to the rock when trouble is all around me. I go to the rock. See, God promised that he would keep me if I abide in his holy word. No matter what the problem, no matter what the situation, no matter what comes my way, I can go to the rock, my waymaker, my rock, my strong tower, my rock, my heart fixer, my rock, my burden bearer, my rock. He's the creator of heaven and earth. He heals in my time of sickness. He's the greatest love I've ever known. My keeper when my soul's uneasy. He holds me close in the midnight hour. He reveals the unknown. He reveals the mysteries. He leads me out of harm's way. He orders my steps when I lack direction. I can depend on him when I need help. I can cling to him in my moments of insecurity. My brothers and my sisters, it's been a long time coming, but change is gonna come. It ain't been easy. Change is gonna come. He sees what we go through. A change is gonna come. He sees the fear. He sees the hurt. He sees the distress. He sees the persecution. But a change is gonna come. Remember, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. He knows your heart. He loves you. He cares. He concerns. He will carry you through. So keep pressing. Keep loving. Keep growing. Stay in fellowship. Keep believing. Don't grow faint. Keep growing your faith. Endure with hope. Keep being there for one another. Love your brother. Love your sister. And remember, you are a shelter of hope. Understand there will be disagreements, but you are a shelter of hope. They're going to be hard times, but you are a shelter of hope. I promise you, you're going to get tired. You're going to get weary. You will be attacked. But don't give up. You are a shelter of hope. In your ministries, folks are going to come and folks are going to go. Don't get discouraged. You are a shelter of hope. There are going to be growing pains. The billows may roll. The breakers may dash. The yoke is not always going to be easy. And the burden won't always be light. But if God be for you, who can be against you? Have confidence on today. Be encouraged on today. You will be a refuge. You will be holy. And you are a shelter, a hope. So what are the characteristics of one who is a shelter of hope? God must be our focus holistically. We must unconditionally love our brothers and our sisters and our God. The word must be our guiding principle, and holiness is our prime objective. Don't give up. Don't get weary in doing well. We're all going through something. But it's our mandate to be there for one another, to encourage one another, and to love one another. So point to yourself. Say, I am a shelter of hope. Say it like you mean it. Say, I am a shelter of hope. The doors of the church are open.